Be inspired, supported, and empowered. This is the Global Healthy Living Foundation podcast network.
Welcome to Talking Head Pain, the podcast that confronts head pain head on. I'm your host, Joe Koh, Director of Therapeutic Area Growth and Integration at the Global Healthy Living Foundation, and also President of GHLF Canada. I'm here at the European Headache Congress with a very special guest. Can you introduce yourself and state where you're from?
I'm Anne Lipke, Dr. Anne Lipke. I'm from the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York.
Can you share some of the research that you're presenting here and what it means to patients?
Sure. So my work is mostly focused on various translational assays of vestibular migraine. Two focused ones are postural sway and a mouse readout of motion-induced dizziness. And in other work, I've looked at auditory, the increased auditory sensitivity that shows up in migraine, in all migraine. But these other assays, I'm doing postural sway, which is also showing up and higher in migraine patients, but even higher in patients that have vestibular migraine or migraine with vertigo. And the other thing that I'm looking at is motion-induced dizziness. Because mice and rats don't get nausea, they don't throw up, but we can measure their extent of motion and dizziness by using a fancy IR camera to look inside their heads and so forth. And I looked at this in mice, different mice. The advantage of using mouse models, we can change how much of the CGRP receptor there is, and we can also try and block the response to CGRP with various blockers. And I guess the most important thing for your patient audience is while the sumatriptan and rizatriptan work in regular headache migraine, in migraine with vertigo, we found, and we've also seen clinically, that rizatriptan and sumatriptan don't work to relieve the vertigo of migraine. And our mouse model assays have actually replicated that. So we're trying to find new drugs that could possibly help against vestibular migraine, since it's very intractable to current therapeutics.
So for our audience, in simple terms, that there's hope if you have vestibular migraine or vertigo.
Yes. And luckily, there's a lot of people working on it. In fact, at this meeting, I just met a researcher that is working on transcranial stimulation, some devices, and they even have them that work on mice. So we're going to try to use those devices and see if those would help, in addition to using the various CGRP antagonists or PACAP antagonists, as well as Botox, maybe even do Botox in the mice. Because I think for vestibular migraine, it might mean you might have to do two or three therapies, because it is sometimes rather intractable to just one of the therapies.
Well, thank you so much for your time and insight about vestibular migraine.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Talking Head Pain, the podcast that confronts head pain head on. If you have any questions, thoughts, or suggestions for us, you could send us an email at podcasts@ghlf.org. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it an honest 5-star rating, write a positive review, and spread the word by sharing it with your friends and family. I'm Joe Koh from the European Headache Congress, and I will see you next time.
Be inspired, supported, and empowered. This is the Global Healthy Living Foundation podcast network.